Blog Talk Radio.
This is how we do it.
About being before you again. I'm Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the host of Talking Sports Plus. And we're just so excited on Wednesday. It's wonderful Wednesday, but most folks call it hump day. So we're going to kind of enjoy our show tonight because we have made it through the first part of the week. Now we're getting ready to roll toward the weekend. So it's hump day. So we're very excited. The question you asked, why Talking Sports Plus? Because we don't just talk the normal talking topics to our talking heads and pundits talk about. We talk about other things. We talk about things that focus on the historical black colleges, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192. And you can reach it by web link if you want to listen to the show as well, or go to it to hear it. And the web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/LD Smith Production. Again, we're so excited to be here. But before I introduce my co-host, the two of that that's on the line with me, I want to take this opportunity and ask everybody to offer their prayers for the community at Brantley. They lost one of their former player, the softball player that's passed the other day, Alex Wilcox. She's a softball player at Mississippi State University. She was a freshman, battled with ovarian cancer, just what the Lord called her home. And we just want to take an opportunity to take about 30 seconds of silence to just for that community, for that family. For everybody that's offer our prayers and our condolences to them. Okay, we just want to get started with the show tonight. I have two of the co-hosts here. You always have my co-hosts here, and I appreciate y'all taking time being here. You know, I have to give y'all that introduction, so y'all get ready. Y'all get ready to say hello to everybody. We can get this show started on wonderful Wednesday. Oh, and that's a hump day. All right, this is the coach in the North. He's called a king by many, and he's seen as the man that has that famous saying that ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. And that's Coach Tremaine Edwards. Holler at him, Trey.
How y'all doing tonight? How y'all doing tonight? Tremaine Edwards speaking. Hot topics, baby. Hot topics tonight.
Awesome, Trey. Awesome, Trey. I'm telling you, man, it's good to have you every time. We got the king. And we got the man from the as far as he can go south, as close as you get to the Florida line. And that's rolling down in that south part of Alabama. You can say from up Raleigh all up to Troy, down to Dothan, Alabama. And he's a coach of the airwaves. None other than Darrell E-Train Elliott. Holler at him, Darrell.
I think I'm going to change my name to the Prince because we got the king on the line. So, hello, everybody.
Hey.
Glad to be with you tonight.
It's good to have you, Darrell. You know, Darrell the Prince now. All right, then. Coach Prince, we'll take you now. We're ready, really excited about it. Our other co-host, Coach Tony Starworth, and as I mentioned about the situation in Bradley, he's down there with the community, and he have our condolences, and he's in support of the family and the community. And Coach Smith, had a little accident a while ago out there playing basketball, and the possibility she's got an MRI, the results tomorrow, to see if she got some major damage to her knee. So I'll be with her in the morning, so we're going to go over there. So we want our prayers for her as well so she can have speedy recovery. All right, let's get started, my team, my brothers. Let's get this thing started. You know, Our topic for the night is NBA sweepstakes and NCAA football 2018. We're going to talk in our coach's corner a little bit about the sweepstakes. We're going to start off with where we think Paul George will land. I know we had heard everything, anything, something. We won't know anything until Friday and possibly by July 1st, but I want us to talk about it. Where do we think Paul George? We want your opinion, both of the co-hosts that are here tonight. Tell us where you think he'll land. And then, by tell us that, would he be good for that team to put that team in a situation, let's say situation, to compete in the West against Golden State?
Yeah, I chime in right here. A lot of speculations in the landing of Paul George and LeBron James, man. I know L.A. is throwing their pitch out there. They've got billboards up trying to get both of these guys. It's going to be a big push. Magic said yesterday that we have a two-year process. I'm trying to get at least two guys this year and two more next year. So L.A. is really stockpiling for this move. So the only team that I can see getting really hurt in this thing is L.A. Because they're throwing a lot of stock for these guys. L.A. has gone so far as they're about to release Randall right now, and that's $5 million, even though they got one of the biggest – free agent pools to pull from in the NBA. Because one thing L.A. has that a lot of teams don't have, what that is, Darrell Lee, I need you to say that, what you always talking about.
That ooh-la-la, that moo-la-la.
That money. So now what it's going to be whatever Paul George wants when he comes to L.A. It's just about getting him there. It's about making it pretty enough for him to come home. Another one is Kawhi Leonard. The Lakers, I'm about to say we, because I'm a Laker fan, but the Lakers throwing a big pitch for him too. I saw today where Boston threw a pitch for him. So don't be surprised if Boston has another piece of that puzzle. So it's going to get real interesting now. By Friday, we should know something. I think LeBron postponed his signing date, saying that he might do it on July 4th. But hopefully he'll do it by this weekend. I know Paul George is supposed to have a series on ESPN about his signing. So hopefully Friday we get some answers. That's all
Darryl,
I got.
There is something that former NBA big man Ryan Hollis voiced during his fill-in appearance for Stephen A. Smith show on this past Monday. And with that, he said, George will be in purple and gold in the 2018-19 season. But it's safe to say that maybe a little burly in Ryan's ear, maybe the conversation he had with his sources, that he said that they are 99.9% sure that Paul George will be a Laker. Unless there is something amazing that happens, some kind of miracle of faith, Paul George wants to come home. Paul George wants to be a Laker. So, hey, it looks like it's going to be, you know, something real close to that, or perhaps like you said, Boston. I'm putting my bet on the Lakers, though, on this deal. Go ahead, guys.
And just to jump in at this point, this is Dr. Smith, it's just really important that we keep in mind, you know, that old saying about mama, when mama calls, we want to go home. But it's not only that mama calling and he's going to go into a situation where he's going to be not getting the funds that he needs to get. Now, I know OKC have backed the Brinks truck up to his house and said, we're willing to make you the max player, $50 million. Now, my only thing about that is that you can give, if you're going to do it for the money, you definitely want to at least somewhere down the line get a championship. I don't see it happening at OKC. First of all, think about the players that OKC had. And three of those players have been what? They have been the MVP in the last, how many years? Five years? They had all three of them on the team at the same time and couldn't do nothing with it. And it might have been coaching, may have not. Now you ought to really have, to me, and Coach Epperson can kind of give me some knowledge about this. You know, you have one player that holds the ball all the time. That's Westbrook. And then you got Paul George, then Carmelo Anthony. He can come over in the backyard and play in my backyard and play with me if he wants to. He got all the money. He can come and fix up my yard. But that ain't enough to stop Golden State. So my point is, do you really think, and I'm saying Paul George got to figure, okay, now I can go back home. We put this super team together. We can put two pieces and go with what we already have and then add two more next year to the point that now we'll be that super team. Well, we know LeBron is there. You know, he'll be 36 years old, and 35, so you're getting close to that time. Everybody give another 3 years. So you kind of look at it that way. You have those young guys. I think a 35-year-old LeBron will beat some 22 and 23-year-olds. So my point is, awesome move. I believe the Lakers will be with Paul George. I feel like, and I'm going to throw this in, LeBron will be there. And two other players that may not be max player, but be players that can help them because of point guard they would need. Lonzo Ball may not be the greatest shooter, but he's tough, he's hard. And then, like I said, Dad kind of take two steps back. But, you know, he said he made them. He want all his boys playing for the Lakers one day. That won't happen. But that's my thoughts on that. And any other thoughts in regards to that?
No, sir. My sentiment is exactly what you said.
Exactly. Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. You know what, Coach, when we look at what's about to happen, and since you brought it up, let's kind of we're gonna take that discussion of Magic Johnson's statement. He said, I want y'all to tell the audience, tell our listeners exactly. If you can see some underlying things here, or just Magic just saying that if he can't do it. And Magic Johnson's statement was, if I can't deliver this summer and next summer, I'm going to step down. You know,
yeah.
Share your thoughts on that now.
I step in. Tremaine, that was speaking right here. That gives Magic that pressure that he's used to. When the Magic was a Laker, the pressure was on him. He went to talking about this in that interview. He talked about in college, the pressure was on him to win the NCAA championship. When he got to the NBA, the pressure was on him to win the NBA championship. So right now, the pressure is on him to bring these guys in. So Magic that took on the role. I just hope he can pull through right here, Dr. Smith.
Okay. All right.
I would say this.
Mm-hmm.
This is all by design. I just think it's all by design. I think they already know who's coming to them. I think it's already etched in stone behind the walls. It's all the build up for the media. It's already done. Magic ain't going nowhere. Magic's the pillar for the Lakers, and it's a done. It's already done. I just really do believe that all of this hype builds ratings. It's already done. That's my take on that.
And Darryl, I agree with both of you all, because that underlying thing that's going on here is that Magic kind of like, I have that, you know, he gave that speech about it's been against me to win. The pressure been to win a championship. Coach Edwards shared all those steps he took. Now, this ain't no pressure, he said, because I do believe he's letting everybody know that I already got sort of like got a little of this hay already in the barn. Now, if you say in the rural area, we got a little bit of the AR in the bond, storing it for later on and when the winter comes. So the question is now, which one of them we think he has in the bond already? We mentioned Paul George. Do you think you have LeBron? Because you know, LeBron is recruiting. He's not recruiting Paul George as much as he's trying to recruit Kawhi Leonard. And I know Coach Edwards mentioned that Boston made a pitch. The only problem I have with any other team making a pitch for Kawhi, he wants to be in L.A. And personally, when you said, you know, he wants to be in L.A., he's just going to go and play another year. And is it worth giving up your player of Boston, giving up? Because you're going to have to give up. You know, and I still don't thank Kyrie for Kawhi Leonard is what Boston will have to give up. They're going to have to give up much more than that. Now, other teams may not have to give up as much because he might be just a sore for them, an eyesore for them. He may be a problem. He become a problem in the locker room, which I feel like he already is. So the bottom line is, are they willing to take that 1 year that he end up in the Lakers anyway? That's something we can understand. One more thing I want to throw at y'all. There's a couple other free agents. And since we're going to talk about free agents coming up on Friday or the 30th or the 1st, since LeBron pushed him back to the 4th, Kevin Durant. I understand Kevin Durant is going to option out. I'm not saying he's going to the Lakers, guys. He is going to option out. And there's been some discussion that, and I was in the talk, I heard some talking heads and partners said today that the locker room ain't what everybody thought the locker room was. There's some situation going on in that locker room that may force Kevin Durant to leave. Give me your thoughts on it. Give me your feelings on it. We don't know. We're talking about it. We want you to call in and join us at 347-857-4192. Call in, share your thoughts. Press 1, and I identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, and then I ask you to identify yourself as well as your location. Team, what do y'all think about Kevin Durant? What do you think about these other players that got a chance to option out, or they stay for that additional year so they can get that max money? And I know winning a championship is great for them, but just to hear that, Kevin Durant even said in one of his statements when he said, you know, oh, good win the championship, but we never know what's going to happen after the championship. Totally right, left the door. What you think, Coach? What you think, coaches?
Tremaine L was speaking. Dr. Smith, I take Kevin Durant over LeBron right now. If Kevin Durant is willing to come to L.A., shoot, that's a heck of a push right there, man. And I think it's a chance, Dr. Smith. It's a chance of something happening right there. And if people haven't noticed, the recipe for winning championships, you have to have the pieces. I went to an old coach one day, old coach. He told me, he said, Coach Edwards, we can't win no championship with them X's and O's on the board. It don't matter how much you know, it's how many Jim and Joes you got. An old coach told me that, man, and it just stuck with me. And he always said, if you have the pieces, you're going to win, Coach. But, it's rare. He said it's rare that you see the least competitive team, the least team with the less talent, beat the team with the most talent. He said it's rare. Now, it happens, but it's rare. But he always told me that. But as far as Kevin Durant looking for pieces with him. Like people say, you know, people say all the time, Kevin Durant ran to the, Golden State. But Dr. Smith, you gotta understand this, that Oklahoma City team had three MVP winners on it. Three of them guys won the MVP. James Harden winning his last MVP. And he's been in the running the last couple of years. So, I mean, every team he's been on been stacked up. You know, they tried to say Oklahoma City couldn't get over the hump, but they were stacked. I mean, I really didn't see him running to a team that was competitive like that. I mean, Golden State didn't have enough to beat LeBron. Without Durant again, they didn't have enough to beat LeBron. So Kevin Durant is their X factor. So if the L.A. can pull that off, and I know LeBron will run to that. So it's a lot of pieces out there, man. And L.A. has the money to accommodate these guys. They can't accommodate them much as they want to be accommodated, but they can make them comfortable. They can give them 28, 30 mil, each one of them 30 mil, and then next year they'll get a couple pieces. As we see, L.A. is stockholding on young talent, too. They're getting a lot of young role players, if you didn't notice that. In the draft, they're drafting these guys to be young role players, and they have to pay them less money. Anybody that they have to pay over $5 million, they shipping them out. That's it, Dr. Smith. That's all I got for y'all.
Well, yeah, as you know, guys, as of June 14th, he said he was going to stay and re-sign with the Warriors. Everybody aware of this?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly.
Yes, sir.
So, if that be the case, I mean, what can you really do? The Warriors power pack. But if you can put Paul George and you can put Cleveland's ex player out there in L.A., it's gonna be some trouble in the NCAA. I mean, the NBA. It's gonna be some trouble. The West is gonna be a mess.
It's gonna be a mess.
There you go.
And the thing about it is, you know, we're here getting our expertise. We're speculating, so we want you to do the same. Call in 347-857-4192. Give us your thoughts about it as well. It's just something all the pundits and the talking heads are saying. Now, we listen to them too. We're trying to get our expertise and get the quality of our discussion, and we listen to what they have to say. There are several other players that Coach Edwards said that's out there, but the big prize, the sweepstakes, is LeBron James. When LeBron ball drops, everybody else ball is going. You'll know where everybody's going because he's not just the only one out there. Because if a player option out, not to sign, you know, that additional keep for that next year, he leaves himself available to do something else different. So we just kind of put it out there with Kevin Durant. We put it out there with Kyrie Irving. Kyrie want to be in New York. He want to be in New York and try to form a team right there. Also, he want to make sure he touch bases with a couple things that allow him. But he can stay in Boston and still be the team to be hard to beat. It's hard to beat. Now, I just saw a ticker tape. Ron Crowder said that something about Paul George is not it's not clear whether he'll sign with the Lakers or not. So we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. But we want to see on Friday, or more or less on Saturday, which is the 30th, but by definitely by July 1st, we want to see. And we're just sharing our thoughts on it. So we're going to kind of move our topics and move our discussion to MVP. Since Coach Elvin, you shared some thoughts already about James Harden, as well as Westbrook, as well as Kevin Durant, all being on a team together in OKC. This was the first time James Harden won it. Now, what's your thought? Should it someone else have an opportunity? Because there were three names that came up in the top. LeBron was one of them, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis. Should it, either one of those won it besides James Harden? And I know what kind of year he had. And I know what kind of regular season he had, and part of the playoff. Is it possible he could, you know, he could have been overlooked again this year? Just give it, even though he wasn't. But what's your thoughts on James Harden winning that MVP? Then we'll talk about the most valuable coach, which is Dwayne Casey, and I think we'll have some good discussion and a little bit more discussion about that. What's your thoughts on him, my brother?
Tremaine, that was speaking. Mm-hmm. I agree with it. James Harden was the most valuable guy to the team this year to me, with other pieces on it. We all knew LeBron James would be the best guy on this team. Now, statistically, LeBron beat James Harden in every stat there is. But MVP is a little deeper than just looking at stats. James Harden deserves it. I think they gave it to him off the still last year. I mean, he's still scoring a high number of points, and he's putting up. He's just a dark horse guy. I mean, LeBron, like people saying, LeBron beat him in every category. Every category there is in basketball, LeBron was better. But as far as the most valuable player, I'm going to go with James Harden. And, you know, and this is another key to that, too. You also look at guys that have been there before. LeBron James has won the MVP before. He's won multiple MVPs. So I think that the judging committee looked at that, too. So they got somebody new in. They want a new face for that award. That's all I got.
I think you're right. I think you're right, King. I think you're absolutely right. A new face, and perhaps they knew that this was it for the King himself. And but here's the interesting thing I think you should know. Now, Harden did lead the league in scoring 3 points and 50-point games. He had four of those and helping the Rockets to an NBA leading 65 win. So, am I right about that?
You're right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm right about that. So, I mean, even though LeBron did what he did, he still has that record right there as a standalone that LeBron don't have. So, I think that gave him teeth as well. To add to addendum to what you already said, the Mighty Mighty King. That's what I got for that.
And to kind of look at it in another way, that some discussions been brought out, said possibility is we must include the playoff if we're going to determine that, then whether or not could win the MVP, even though they already voted on. They pretty much had already voted on that. Seemed like even before the playoffs got started, because he say he won 65 games. That was before the playoffs. So the point is that there's been some discussion about possibly making sure it extends through the playoff and do it at the end of the season, the voting. Because apparently the voting was already done. Because if you're going to use the playoffs, then you got to say that what LeBron took there and took it that far. Even though they were screaming and hollering and shouting, I don't want to go, but LeBron said, come on, go with me. And he took him there. You have to say that would make it even a little bit more challenging if you did that point. But you know the vote would be already in way before you get to the playoffs, because it's the same way with Ben Simmons and with that situation. Let's talk about Ben Simmons for a second, guys. You know, do you think the end, and I know everybody's going to say this, and people are out there saying, and I want you to call in and discuss this about Ben Simmons and Mitchell, Donovan Mitchell. Is it fair to get it somebody
yes, sir.
Who's already in the pros compared to somebody who's actually a rookie? I know he didn't play. It was by choice he didn't play. It was his fault because he didn't play. He could be newcomer, but I don't think he could be rookie because he's not a rookie. What do y'all think about Ben Simmons not being a rookie? I know he played this year, but he was on the team last year. So he's that much ahead of a player that's still in college. You see what I'm saying? So is it some definition? Should it be some kind of change, some other way to look at it instead of giving to a player just because it's his first year out on the court? But he's been there going through everything. He already a professional player compared to a person like Donovan Mitchell, who first time straight out of college. Give me your thoughts on that. Trey, give us some thoughts on that.
I agree totally with you right there. I don't think Ben Simmons should even been in a sport with the second year player. He basically took a red shirt year in the NBA. Like you said, you're going to be that much ahead of a guy that's just coming out of college. You're getting the top-of-the-line treatments. You're getting the top-of-the-line development for a year. I mean, it was hurt, but I still think he, like you said, he still watches film. He still gets
to break up with you, Trey.
You hear me, Dr. Smith? Hello?
Yeah, We can hear you now.
Okay. But for them to say that he's the rookie of the year, I disagree. I disagree totally. We need to give that to a true rookie instead of a red shirt player. A red shirt freshman, literally. Red shirt freshman. But I would give it to the true freshman in the league.
I would like to know who came up with the idea that it's a rookie, because we all know that a rookie is a first time player. This is your first year out, and you haven't been there 3 years or 2 years or 1 year. You're coming out in, and you're the rookie of the year. So is there a bylaw somewhere saying, well, you can sit out, you know, is there somewhere in writing with the NBA that says you can be a rookie of the year if you didn't play and the following year you played? Because this is my first year of that, and I thought it was kind of shocking.
Oh, yeah. And you're right. It's nothing in there say you're a rookie because you were the first time on the court and playing at a full-time level, because I don't know whether he played any at all last year or not. I don't know whether he got hurt to get it started. But just assume this. If there may be a player that played 3 years in Europe and come here and he on a team in his first – he had this kind of year, and you got a kid coming out of – like Donovan Mitchell going straight out of college. I don't see the fairness in it. But, you know, there's nowhere to say that he can, because this is his first year. So instead of being a rookie – it should be a rookie award. This is our thoughts on this. And if you have any thoughts on it, you can share it as well. It should be newcomer of the year. That way you won't have to worry about whether he's a first-time player. He's newcomer, and he's new to it, whether it is he can be on the team for 2 years. Ain't never because he was hurt, but it's his first-time playing. So that's the kind of thing, but there's nowhere written there that says that he could not be rookie of the year. So it's all good. I just want us to share our thoughts on that, and I do appreciate everybody. But we want you to call in 347-857-4192. Call in. Share your thoughts. So we don't want to monopolize all of it. We want you to share your thoughts as well and tell us how you feel. Just press 1, identify the last 4 digits of your cell number, and then I'll ask you to identify yourself and your location. All right, let's take a step and look at Coach of the Year, guys. Tell me what you think about Dwayne Casey winning Coach of the Year after getting fired. What do y'all think about that?
Hey, that's a funny topic, but I was really pissed when he got fired, Dr. Smith. I understand that he wasn't getting his team over the hump, but you got to look at what you're running into. LeBron James played the best series I've seen against the Raptors. So, therefore, I can't blame that man for that. But I have seen the growth and development he took the Raptors through. I mean, the Raptors acting like they're a top-notch program that are going to the championship and winning every now and then. They never won a championship. For this man to develop you to win 59 games is crazy to fire that man. But I agree totally. I would have gave the award to him because he's gotten the Raptors better and better every year.
Okay.
But I would say this. Some may have felt that Toronto had reached, you know, its ceiling historically. But there are a number of NBA coaches adept to compiling terrific regular season records only to continually fall short of winning a championship. And most of them still got their jobs. I'm with you. I'm with you. He should have never been fired. They should have done that. But, hey, who's to say?
Exactly. And that's something, you know, yes, we laughed a little bit about it, but the truth of the matter, you know, he won the regular season championship in the East. So, in essence, he did something that was recognizable. He did an outstanding job with what he had. He even won the first round of the playoffs, you know, but the problem came in the second round when he ran up to the Clippers. You know, the kryptonite, which was LeBron James. So the bottom line is, he deserved it. I think he deserved to get the Coach of the Year because he did. All the coaches that you called out besides Steve Kerr not to call out, but we can call out, didn't do as well as Dwayne Casey did. Think about it. Dwayne Casey won the East, and Houston won the West. Mark Antonio won the West. But he won with team each year. He got better and better. So, you know, deserving so, Dwayne Casey, with congratulations to James Harden. Congratulations to Dwayne Casey, the Coach of the Year, and James Harden as the Player of the Year, Most Valuable Player of the Year. So we congratulate them. But we want to talk about it and share our thoughts. You can do the same, 347-857-4192. All right. James Harden made a statement about the Rockets, and I want to read paraphrasing what he said. The Rockets don't need to add no other pieces for them to win the championship next season. Give me your thoughts on that team.
I'm going to make this real short, and then I'm going to let the King elaborate on this. Listen. Game 7 proved that the Rockets needed another shooter. Period. Go ahead, King.
Come on, King.
Hey, I'm a disagree. I agree with James Harden. If CP3 would have played, he would have controlled that game even more. The last two games of the series that he didn't play, he would have controlled those games. When you were up 17 and 18 points, and you're shooting threes like you're down 17, 18 points. I mean, Chris Paul would have calmed it down. That's the key right there for them. So if Chris Paul doesn't sign back with Houston now, that's a big free agent too, Dr. Smith. If he doesn't sign back, Houston is in trouble because he's the brains of that operation. They were the only.
Are we losing?
Y'all hear me? Had a little mishap. I'm here.
Okay.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we did.
They were the only. They were the only team that gave Golden State that competition level that would have defeated them. But I agree with him. They don't need any more pieces. I think they need to come back next year with a healthy Chris Paul, and they might be a better competition in that Western Conference Finals.
And the thing about it, since you brought it up, Trey, and we talked about Sweet State, you know, Chris Paul is looking, you know, to be that max, the other max player on the Rockets team. But he hadn't agreed to anything yet. He's going to be another one of those free agents that's out there as well. I think we all talk about LeBron, Leonard, and Paul George. As a matter of fact, I was watching the ticker tape as we speak, and the ticker tape at my home sports channel is that says that the Lakers are making a major pitch for Kawhi Leonard. It's going to be done by Friday. That's the reason. I'm just using that. But who's to say that Chris Paul ain't somebody LeBron's talking to? Not to go to Houston, because I don't think enough balls for LeBron and them at Houston. I just don't think it's enough ball. That's just my opinion. And the thing about it, that was some discussion earlier in the year talking about when we were talking about free agent in the beginning, Chris Paul possibly going to L.A. with LeBron. Now, you remember now, that deal that he would have been at L.A., that deal was killed because of some situation when Dr. Jerry Buss was there. He would have been already at L.A. about 2 or 3 years ago. So, 2 years ago, before he came to the Rockets. But the deal was killed because if something happened in that situation, he ended up in Houston. So we never know what will happen. We're looking forward to it. Now we just got some information I just shared with you about something's going to be done with Kawhi Leonard. The Lakers are going to make a major push, and it's by Friday. It also was part of the ticket taking. I'm giving you information. Paul George is saying that he's going to re-sign with old KC. So that puts Kawhi, the person he's really being pushed for. Now, whoever they have to give up for him, they have to do what they have to do. All right, let's move to the next topic, my crew. Let's look at Houston Rockets propose flipping the order of the draft. You know how the draft works. Well, we have the worst team, and then some of the deals have been made. Get the first choice, and the higher percentage get the first choice, the first 14 in the lottery pick. They're suggesting to flip that. Instead of you, because you're the worst team, you'll fall back to 14, and the team that's 14 will move to the first. That's part of the draft. Free agency. They're just thinking about making this a little different in regards to flipping the free agent too as well. If those set of those players are being allowed to do what they're doing, just kind of allow from the bottom of that's instead of like LeBron being first, being number one, and they can't control that, but it's just something they're talking about. And it might be Boogie Cousins. He might be that first player that could be signed before everybody else. Tell me your thoughts on that team.
I agree totally with that. I agree with the winning team should flop to the lottery picks, and the losing team should be in the back end of it. But one thing that is happening with that, they're trying to keep their league competitive. So that keeps them from stockpiling teams like that. But if they do that, teams will be stockpiled. You talking about super teams, that means your top draft pick will be on a loaded team already.
Yeah.
But I agree totally with Houston right there.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that they can actually put it off. I mean, pull it off, I should say, because he's right. When you look at it in its totality, the way that they're doing it now doesn't really give a lot of teams real true opportunity. By reversing that, you have it spread it out to where like the King said, you have some major dominating teams going on at that point. Short story, I'm agreeing with the King on that.
You're agreeing with the King, and that's our King. That's the man that know it, and we appreciate you, King. You're giving us all that wisdom. We appreciate it. All right, let's look at our Magic Johnson statement. Now, we talked about it a little early, but I just want to be a little in-depth with it. But I want you to as well to join in, listeners, by calling in 347-857-4192. And the reason I want to get a little bit in-depth into it, we were trying to pick what he was saying. What's the totality of what exactly what he's saying? He's saying that everybody don't get into an uproar if we don't get the max players, get the player, the two players this year, because we can get them next year. Now, let me ask you, and I want us to just talk about it, will that be considered to be a failure? Because let's think about it. You got the Los Angeles Lakers, purple and gold. You got L.A. You got 70-plus million in cap space, and you can move some more money once you get rid of Randle and a couple other people. And what happened with that situation with Magic Johnson if they get no superstar, no max player? Was he saying that to let everybody know that we might not get that max player that you think we should get? Is that an indictment on Magic Johnson? Because he ought to be able to convince out of these 9 or 10 max players, I mean, these players that could be max players to help this team, can't convince one of, at least one of them to come to it. Will that be a failure for Magic Johnson this year? And then next year, he'll be in an even tighter situation. Tell me what you think about that, guys. What you think about that?
I was reading the article, and I'll let Trey get in there, but I was reading the article a little while ago where Magic Johnson said he was confident that he and the Los Angeles the Lakers will lure big-name free agents to join the team. But he also isn't putting all his eggs in this summer's basket. Keep in mind, same thing you're saying, Bo. He's not putting all his eggs in this summer's basket. So when asked by reporters, he said he was LeBron. Okay, let me go back. When the reporters asked him, it's failure for the Lakers if you don't sign a star like LeBron or Paul George next month. He said it's not going to be a failure because I told you it's two summers. This is two summers. So it may not happen now because according to what you're saying and according to what he's replying to when reporters were asking him, that it's two summers here that he's dealing with. And he said that he don't know what they're going to decide, and he can't control it if the guys don't come here. It's not a failure. We turn to next summer. So there you go. Okay. Go ahead, King. Get in there.
I laid it down earlier. Magic is gonna pull something off. He's pulling something up his sleeve. But he's letting you know how serious he's taking his job. So therefore, I'm going to trust in Magic to get the job done. I'm going to leave it at that, though.
That's all right. That's all right. That's all right, King. All right. And we looked at the Coach's Corner. Now we're going to take a step and look at college football. And one of the things that occurred yesterday was the federal appellate court upheld the ruling that the NCAA transfer rule requiring Division I football players to sit out a season do not violate the antitrust laws. And the reason the court said that they agreed with what the NCAA was doing is because they want it not to undermine amateur character of college athletes. What's your thoughts on that? Is this ruling right, even though it's been done, or should they just go and open this thing up since so much is going on, been happening this summer with transfer, graduate, redshirt? Is that ruling right in regards to the character of amateur sports?
I'm going to say this. I think the NCAA should step back now. They made the rule. and they need to step back. Let's see if it works. If it need to be tweaked, they can fix it. But other than that, just step back. You made the rule, just step back. Let's see if it works.
Exactly. And I think pretty much, you know, I think the NCAA wanted reinforcement because there was some discussion and there was a lower court rule that a player could play, and even though he transferred, now the appellate court had upheld, saying upholding the ruling, saying that he had to set out a year before he can, because they was afraid of dealing with that. So we're going to kind of see what goes on with that. Our call in number is 347-857-4192. All right, we're going to get to one more topic, and we're going to kind of close this thing out. We had 8:51 tonight. We're not going to go over much over the time we have set aside. Remember we was doing the 100 things that you would like to see happen in college football 2018, within the next 63 days, what would you like to see happen, team? Just give us one thing tonight, and we're going to add to our list that we have going, standing, and when we get to the end, we're going to have all 100 things, all 100 things by the time the season starts. We'll start with you, Coach. What you think? Yeah.
I apologize. Yeah. It was Daryl jumping in. I apologize.
Go ahead on, Daryl. Jump in, Daryl.
I would like to see the transfer rule abolished totally.
Yeah, okay. All right, now. Coach Edwards said bet. Go ahead, Coach Edwards. Go ahead on, Coach
Edwards. I would like to see more SWAC, MEAC interactions, football and basketball.
That's awesome. And I'm going to add to that and say that I would like to see the development or what direction, and I'm going to use more of a, I'm going to focus on a particular player. If we remember, Shea Patterson transferred from Mississippi to Michigan. I like to see if he's in line to start. He's in a fight just trying to make the team. I would like to see in the next 63 days, upcoming the season, see if he's going to be the starter for Michigan. That's what I like to see in NCAA. Share your thoughts. You can call in 347-857-492. We're down about 5 minutes, and we want to try to close this thing off. And I want both of my co-hosts to, you know, to share some thoughts, some information in the next 2 or 3 minutes, and we're going to shut it down, and we'll be back with y'all not next Wednesday, which is the 4th of July. We'll come in on the 11th, which is the following week. And we're getting closer to football. We're getting excited. I am, and I know the team as well. Share your thoughts with us, Coach Edward, Coach D. Share your thoughts this closest thing out tonight.
Tremaine that was speaking. Good show tonight, fellas. Good show. I hate we're not going to be able to talk next week, being that all of this free agency stuff is going to be cleared to air by then. So we'll have to talk on the phone or some or through email or whatnot, Twitter
okay.
or whatnot. But
okay.
that's all I got to say. That's a big show. So I know most definitely on the 11th, it will be a big time show. I know it is. I'm anticipating that show on the 11th already.
Big time. Coach D.
I would actually like to say that on the 11th, I'll have pencil and paper in hand because what Coach Edwards had to say, I am going to write it down because once he finds out where everybody is going, he is going to make some predictions, and those predictions are going to be right, and I'll be able to bet money and then win money and be rich. But more so than anything, yes, absolutely. But more so than anything, I want to tell you guys, I appreciate you allowing me to be a part of such a fine program. This is awesome, and it's a great learning experience for me as well. I learned different perspectives by listening to you pundits talk about things that, in fact, are very, very, very astute and correct, and I like that, and I appreciate you guys tonight. I just wanted to say that, Coach.
Awesome. I appreciate both of you as well as our other two co-hosts, and I know we're going to be at full spirit on the 11th. And, you know, we have to come to a close on the program. Now, you still can go back and listen to the program if you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/LDSmith, and you can go to Blog Talk Radio, as I gave you the link and everything, and you can listen to the show. We had a wonderful time tonight. You know, it's wonderful Wednesday, our hump day, but, you know, we got to close it out. Now, be prepared to come and discuss some things on Friday at 4 o'clock. You know, I try to go on and I go live Facebook as well as Blog Talk Radio, and we talk about balling with the doc. And we'll see what's going on. Hopefully we'll have a little information for you then. And I hope that if y'all get a chance, Coach Dara and Coach Trey, you can call in and we'll talk a little bit more basketball or football or whatever sports going on up until that time. So we'll know about Leonard by Friday as well. So we had an awesome time. Like I said, we won't be back into the saddle with Talking Sports Plus until July 11th. But a lot will happen by then. We enjoyed the night. And like now, like we always said, I'm going to have to give my favorite person, my boy, Darryl, our boy. We got to make sure we holler at him and say, I know he's doing some great work where he is. That Coach Tony Stallworth. What he said, take the day. I'm going to give him credit. And don't let the day take you. And I'll say, keep on grinding. Hashtag the Smith Way. So have an awesome night, and we're just going to do all we can do to have a beautiful weekend on 4th of July. You do the same.
Am I on?
Stay prayed up. Ladies, I love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it.
I got
have a great
one
night.
I got a middle one to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh, yeah. I'm the music major.
I'm in the middle. another Music Mason production. I can't hear y'all clapping.